Hello and welcome to today's podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. Today I'm going to discuss the pros and cons of manual treadmills. Unfortunately, I'll be discussing more cons than pros, so that should give you an idea right off the bat what I think about these types of treadmills. Manual treadmills are definitely cheap, but are they a realistic option for a home treadmill? People with budget constraints are often tempted to buy a manual treadmill because you can find one for a few hundred dollars or less. Now, while they may seem like a great deal, they have some serious drawbacks that you need to consider before buying one. Now, the reason manual treadmills are so inexpensive is because the main component of the treadmill is missing, and that is the motor. And the motor is also the most expensive component of the treadmill, so it makes sense if you remove the motor, you have the bulk of the price of the treadmill going out the door. Now, the way a manual treadmill works, obviously without having a motor, the belt on the treadmill is powered by none other than you. So, what happens is you jump on a manual treadmill, and to get the thing going, you actually have to start just running. Do the Flintstones ring a bell here? I mean, it's pretty crazy the way these things work. I mean, in theory, you might think, God, these are some pretty effective machines because it's powered by me instead of a motor. But you'll actually burn more calories on a motorized treadmill than you will with a manual treadmill, and I'll explain that in a minute. So anyway, getting back to how manual treadmills work, as you push off the belt with your feet, the belt slowly begins to move, and as you gain momentum, so does the belt, and the belt does in fact move easier as you get going. And that's great if you can keep that rapid momentum up for an entire, 20 or 30 minutes, which is, about the minimum amount of time you want to spend on a treadmill. The problem is, every time you slow down, you have to speed up again to keep the belt moving smoothly. Unlike a motorized treadmill where you can very easily with the touch of a button, let's say you're running, you can decline the speed or decrease the speed so you can just, go to maybe a fast-paced walk. You can't do that with the manual treadmill because, unless you're moving at a good clip, that belt is going to slow down to the point where you're just going to stop. So you almost have to keep running during your entire workout. Or again, if you do slow down, you're only going to be able to maintain a fast walking pace for a little bit because eventually that belt, it's just going to be too hard to move and you're going to either have to stop or you're going to have to crank it up some more and start running again to get that belt moving. So, I mean, I hope you're kind of seeing the problems here right out of the gate and why these things just really aren't worth the investment. Now, the other major drawback is the amount of stress on your knees and joints. Now, with a motorized treadmill, the belt is moved effortlessly for you. Now, there's still some stress on your knees and joints when you're exercising on a motorized treadmill, but it is far, far less than it is on a manual treadmill because you can imagine the pounding that you have to do on a manual treadmill to get that belt moving. Now, as I mentioned, some people make the mistake of believing that given all the energy it takes to get the belt moving and to keep it moving, you might actually burn more calories. Well, in theory, yeah, that's true, but the reality is it doesn't work that way because what happens is, again, to keep the belt moving effortlessly on a manual treadmill, you almost have to keep running or jogging. You gotta keep a pretty good pace going the entire workout. And if you slow down at all, again, you're going to get to that point with a manual treadmill where you're either going to have to stop or you're going to have to, pick up the pace again to keep that belt moving. And with this constant up and down, you're either going to just get tired and exhausted and you're going to end your workout short, or you're just not going to use the thing at all. I mean, you're just going to be, that thing is a nightmare to use and the thing is just going to be, a fancy clothes hanger. So that's why I say in theory it makes sense. I mean, if you jumped on a manual treadmill and ran, like a son of a gun for 20 or 30 minutes every time you got on it, You know, I suppose you probably would burn more calories. But the reality is 95% of people out there aren't going to do that. You know, most people that use treadmills, you know, just want to take a very nice brisk walk or a nice light jog. You know, they don't want to have to, you know, run with, you know, full, you know, hardcore for 20 or 30 minutes. And that's what can be required with some of these manual treadmills. Now, they have made some improvements with manual treadmills so that they move a little bit easier so you can, you know, walk at a fast pace. But they're the more expensive manual treadmills. And once you start spending $300 or so for a manual treadmill, if you just save a few extra dollars, you can get yourself a nice used motorized treadmill or even a brand new treadmill. Now, the other thing too with the motorized treadmill is that you can maintain, and this is again why you burn more calories with the motorized treadmill, is you can maintain a more fluid, you know, walk, jog, or run than you can on a manual treadmill. Again, with the manual treadmill, you know, you can just picture a person having to constantly run or, you know, go at a fast clip to keep that belt moving. So they're kind of going up and down, because as they get tired, they slow down. Then the belt slows down, and oh my gosh, to get the belt moving, I got to pick it up again. And whereas with a treadmill, you can get on, if you want to just go for a nice light jog for 30 minutes, you increase that speed to, you know, whatever level it is that allows you to do a light jog, and you just maintain that nice fluid jog for 20 or 30 minutes. You know, it's a very efficient workout that will give you maximum calorie burning results. Now, the other drawbacks to manual treadmills are that you cannot adjust the incline during your workout, and you don't get any workout programs, obviously, because there's no electronics involved with the manual treadmills. So getting back to the incline, imagine this. You're on a manual treadmill. And on a motorized treadmill, you just, with a push of a button, you go up or you go down. In the middle of your workout, the machine moves and, you know, you adjust your energy output accordingly. Now, with a manual treadmill, you have to stop, get off, adjust the treadmill, jump on the treadmill, and then get the belt moving again. Now, that alone, it's just almost funny to picture someone doing that. I mean, imagine you're going, you're like, man, I want to increase the incline or decrease it. You have to stop. Now you're panting, you're sweating, and you're trying to monkey around at this treadmill. You know, who knows how easy it is to adjust some of these models. You know, some of them are probably easier than others, but even if it's a 15 or a 30 second timeout, it's like that is a very inefficient workout. You know, with a motorized treadmill, you push a button, it goes up, goes down. I mean, that's just, it's easy, it's efficient, and there's no interruptions in your workout, which you don't want when you're doing cardio, particularly on a treadmill. Now, the only advantage to buying a manual treadmill, other than the fact that they are cheap, is that they do take up very little space and they are very easy to store. You know, they don't weigh that much, so you can easily fold them up and, you know, put them in a closet or put them in a corner of a room. However, you know, a good motorized treadmill, while they are very heavy, 200 plus pounds, you know, a lot of them have folding mechanisms now, so you can, you know, fold them up so they take up a little less room and take up just, you know, less space. So those are some considerations too. Now, again, if you are on a budget, I understand it is tempting to buy a manual treadmill because they are so cheap, but you'd be better off hanging on to your money and exercising outside or getting a membership at a local fitness center. Now, another option, again, is to buy a used treadmill. You know, you can find these on sale at dramatic discounts all the time. I mean, most people will go out and buy a, you know, $1,500, $2,500 treadmill, use it, you know, for a month or two, and then they're selling it, and you can buy it for, you know, 50 to 60, sometimes 70% off a retail price, and it's barely been used. I mean, I've seen high-quality used treadmills selling for around $700 that would sell for easily $1,500 or more brand new. And believe it or not, there are actually some motorized treadmills, brand new motorized treadmills, high quality treadmills that are selling for right around $1,000. And one example is the Smooth 5.25 treadmill. And you can learn more about this treadmill, and we're actually offering a $25 rebate on this particular model at our website, besttreadmillsonline.com. Just go to that and you'll see right there, there's a prominent link. It says Smooth 5.25 rebate offer. And you'll also get a lot of detailed information on it and some consumer reviews. But that is a machine that, it's a very high quality machine that you can buy. It's actually under $1,000. I think it's like $999. And then with the $25 rebate, it's even less than that. And, you know, you're talking $600, maybe $700 more than a manual treadmill. I know that's a lot of money, but it, again, if you can just hold off, save up your money, you can get a brand new motorized machine instead of these cheaper, ineffective, in my opinion, a manual treadmill. So there you have it. Manual treadmills, yes, they are cheap. They may be a possible consideration if you are super tight on money, but again, you'd be better off going outside, going to a gym, than spending a manual treadmill, because the reality is they are ineffective, and most people, you know, you think motorized treadmills are never used. Imagine how many people actually stick with their workouts using a manual treadmill, given the cons that I've highlighted here. So anyway, be sure to visit our website, besttreadmillsonline.com, to get more information on treadmills, including, as I've mentioned, reviews and recommendations of various treadmill models and brands. And today, again, I would recommend the Smooth 5.25 treadmill simply because of its incredibly inexpensive price, again, priced under just $1,000. Again, my name is Travis. Thanks for listening to today's podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. Have a great day.